This morning we find ourselves at the end of another year, on the brink of a new year. Tonight the youth group will celebrate by staying up all night, so that sounds like fun. And I'm not normally a reflective person, but something about the end of the year makes me look back and reflect over things that have happened. And I think about things that have happened personally in my life. A big one, I got married this year. That's pretty exciting. Thinking about things that are going on in our world, in our country over the past year. And I actually started looking into some articles about, you know, top 10 news stories of 2017 or top 10 events of 2017. And none of them really put me in a better mood looking back over 2017. Out of all of the events that I found were like the top 10, there was one that was not a downer event, and that was a solar eclipse that happened this past year. And there's a lot of excitement around that. There are people who have been waiting decades for this solar eclipse to see this. There may even be people in our own congregation who have been waiting decades to see this. And this waiting, this longing for the solar eclipse reminded me of the story of Simeon here. And not only of Simeon, but the entire Jewish nation, as they had received the promise of the Messiah, the promise of the Savior, the promise of the coming King, and they were waiting. They're waiting for this wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. They're waiting for this child to be born, the one that would bear the government upon his shoulders, who would establish the kingdom of David. They're waiting. They had this promise, and they're waiting. And years went by, and they're still waiting for this Messiah, the Messiah that would bind up the brokenhearted, that would set captives free, that would bring liberty and freedom, and they're still waiting. And years went by, and they lived, and they died. They had children, they had families, they built houses, they built their businesses, and they just kept waiting. And they didn't know when this was going to come. They didn't know when this promise would be fulfilled. All of them were waiting without a knowledge of when it would be fulfilled, except for one man, and that was Simeon. Because God had promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah in his lifetime. Everybody else had the promise. But for Simeon, he had the promise and a timeline. He had a unique anticipation for what the Lord was going to do because the Lord had spoken to him saying it was going to be in his lifetime. So God had a plan of salvation. God had a plan of restoration. God had a plan of hope. God had a plan of healing for his people, and he revealed this plan to Simeon. And as I thought about this, and as I thought about the new year, recognizing that God has a plan to work in our lives, God has a desire to bring restoration, hope, salvation, healing in our lives. And thinking about Simeon was waiting and had this expectation because he knew when it was going to happen. He knew, in my lifetime, I will see this Messiah. And as we think about this coming year, this question of God, in this year, in this coming year, what do you have for me? What is your desire to do? Where do you want to bring healing or restoration or hope? As I was thinking about this, I thought back to the solar eclipse, and a lot of people saw the solar eclipse. How many of you saw the solar eclipse? All right, a decent amount. I actually did not see the solar eclipse. I wanted to, but then I was busy doing other things. The time went by, and I missed it, which is kind of a bummer. But a lot of people saw the solar eclipse because they knew it was coming. Whereas if somebody didn't know it was coming, if somebody wasn't aware, they may have just missed it. They may have seen it, but they may have missed it because they didn't know it was coming. And in the same way, as we anticipate this new year, God may have things for us this year. God may have desires to work in our lives. God may have a plan of salvation and restoration, hope and healing for us this year. And if we're not in tune with it, if we don't know it's coming, we may miss it. It may go by and we may not notice it. And I believe that God wants to work in each of our lives. And it may be different for each of us. For some of us, we may have a friend or a coworker or a family worker that God wants to bring salvation to. He wants to restore the relationship between himself and this individual. And this may be something that you've been waiting for years. It may be a coworker that you've been talking to. It may be a family member that you're longing to come back to the Lord. And this year, as we approach the new year, you're saying, God, what do you have on your heart for this person this year? What do you desire to happen in their life this year? What restoration do you want to see happen in their life this year. Maybe it's a broken relationship that God desires to bring restoration. Maybe it's a family relationship. Maybe it's a marriage. And as we approach this new year, it's, God, what do you want to do in this relationship? We recognize that you want to bring restoration. How do you desire to see that happen this year? In Malachi, it talks about turning the hearts of the parents to the children, turning the hearts of the children to the parents. Maybe it's a relationship with a child or with a parent that needs restoration, that needs reconciliation. And saying, God, in 2018, what do you have for this relationship? What do you desire to do? Where do you desire to bring restoration? Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's a healing of our broken hearts, of bitterness that we carry, or unforgiveness that we carry. In this new year, we say, God, do you desire to bring restoration here? Maybe it's a healing to our emotions or to our minds. Maybe it's a healing to our physical bodies. Maybe it's something we've struggled with for a while, and we're saying, God, is 2018 the year where you desire to bring healing? Maybe it's freedom. Maybe God desires to bring freedom. Maybe there's a habit of sin, or you're stuck in bondage, or there's a certain situation where you feel stuck, and God says, I desire to bring freedom in this coming year. The Messiah came to bring freedom, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And maybe it's the continued work of transformation. In Colossians, it talks about being transformed into the image of God. In Romans, it talks about being conformed to the image of the Son of God, Christ. And maybe this next year, as we are anticipating what God has for us, it's a continued transformation, it's continued growth, it's a deepening relationship with the Lord. I'm convinced that God desires to work in each and every one of our lives. I'm convinced that God desires to work in each and every one of our lives this coming year. How it will look in my life, how it will look in your life may be different, but I believe that God has something for each of us. And like Simeon, it was revealed to him what the Lord was planning to do in his lifetime, how the Lord was planning to work. And so at the beginning of the new year, as we reflect on this past year, we also look toward the coming year, and we come before the Lord and we say, God, we give you this year. What do you have for us? What do you have for us as a congregation? What do you have for us as a community? What do you have for us as individuals? What do you desire to do? Where do you desire to bring hope? Where do you desire to bring restoration? Where do you desire to bring healing, to bring freedom, to bring transformation in our lives? And when the Lord shares with us his plans and desires for this year, we can then hold on to them as that promise, as Simeon did, holding on to the promise of the Lord in his life for the completion of this promise. And as we go throughout the year, we say, Lord, at the beginning of the year, I know you promised to bring restoration in this relationship. And so, Lord, I just continue to intercede that you would bring that restoration and we can pursue the promises that the Lord has given us for him working in our lives. I want to take a little bit of time to ask the Lord this question. It'd be a shame to talk about asking the Lord this question and then not have time to ask this question. So I'm going to give a little bit of time. We'll take 3 minutes maybe. And ask the Lord, what do you desire to do in and through me this year? What do you desire to bring about in my life this year? So I'm going to grab my guitar here and play a little bit while we ask the Lord this question and really seeking that he would bring an answer to us, that he would show us what his plan is, what his desire is to bring his salvation to our lives and to our situations this coming year. So I'll give 3 minutes to think about this, to pursue the Lord, to ask him what he has for us.
And we anticipate the ways that you desire to bring restoration, that you desire to bring healing, you desire to bring hope, you desire to bring freedom, you desire to bring transformation in our lives in this coming year. Thank you that we get to partner with you in what you desire to do in our lives.
As we think about what God wants to do in our lives this year, I don't want to be misunderstood in this culture of New Year's resolutions where it says, this is what I want to see happen, this is the change I want to see happen, and here's how I'm going to make it happen. That's not what this is about. It's not saying, well, God probably wants to bring restoration here, so I better buckle up and batten down the hatches and get to work. But the message of the gospel is one that says, the grace of God is what brings his work of restoration. It's not by our work. It's not by our merit, but it is the work of God. And so as we prepare for this new year, it's not, I better make my resolutions and I better be good and I better work to me being transformed, but saying, God, transform me, renew me, restore me, bring freedom. God, we thank you for what you want to do in our lives. We thank you for what you want to do in this coming year. God, I pray that we would be excited about your plan for us, be excited about the ways that you desire to work in this coming year. God, in the midst of pain or brokenness, God, you desire to bring healing and restoration, and so we look forward to that this coming year. We recognize this coming year may bring trials and difficulties, but we cling to you, Lord. We cling to you for the transformation and the restoration and the reconciliation that you want to bring about in our lives, and we trust you and your grace to make this happen. Amen.